In announcing your appointment, Chancellor Robert J. Jones cited significant increases in enrollment of students from unrepresented backgrounds while you were at the College of Liberal Arts at the University of Minnesota. Could you give us some insights into your work there?
We have had great success in improving the diversity of our student body with our incoming class in the fall. We don't exactly know what that'll look like yet, but it's trending toward about 40% of BIPOC students. We've more than doubled the number of Black students in our college, very close to doubling the number of Hispanic students in our college as well. So it's been across the board, and we've increased our Pell eligible students as well, our first gen. This has been the result of a lot of people doing a lot of work to reach out in the local and surrounding communities, certainly, but throughout Minnesota and the Midwest and beyond. Financial assistance was a big part of this. We introduced a wide number of scholarships, not simply for admission into the university, but also in the area of internships, research opportunities with faculty, study abroad, things that would make being at a research institution something that the student would truly experience, because it should make a difference that you go to a research institution as opposed to one of the many fine liberal arts colleges that are available to you. We worked very hard on career readiness so that students understood how to translate what they were gaining through their classes and through their other experiences like internships, how to talk about those in terms that would make sense for employers. So I think that was a part of it as well. And we've been working very hard at trying to reduce the gap in the cost of attendance. And what I mean by that is sometimes financial aid provides you with tuition, maybe fees, but then there's all the other expenses of books and transportation and life and so on. And we've been working hard to try to get more of our financial packages up to that full cost of attendance, so students aren't feeling the stress of the fiscal demands of attending college.